Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA Plus, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.
Tour set, pop!
Okay, so we're at my house.
Yeah. Together. Which is great.
Which is amazing. Bethany is in Kansas City for a couple days on her way out to her next placement.
Yeah, which I haven't actually said on the podcast where I'm going next.
Yeah.
I'll be going to Olympia, Washington, which I'm really excited about, but I'm moving all the way back out to the West Coast. So it's going to be a long drive, but
yeah,
we have gotten to see each other twice since I've had my little mini break, and
which is awesome.
I head out tomorrow, so we recorded tonight.
Yeah, this is like spoiled in like long distance friendship, being able to see each other like a couple times within a month. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So we are together, which is just the best. And we want to say welcome back to you guys.
Yes, welcome back.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yeah. Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, I want to dive into Namjoon's deep dimples.
Yes, I love his dimples. Or I'm not shitting around when I say I desperately need the K-drama.
Yes. Then you're in the right place.
Yes.
So today we're back with another installment of the ship series. So to pick what ship we do, we draw names out of a cup, and we're just going to cut to that right now. This time yesterday, us picking the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's draw the ship.
Do the drawing. All right.
Got the cup.
She always has to shake the cup.
We have to do it.
Let you know.
Yeah. Okay. Oh
no.
Namjoon.
Ooh, okay, all right. Okay. I'm content with that.
All right.
Yeah, I was like, if you draw Taeyong, I fucking swear.
Every time.
All right. I'm gonna draw.
Oh my god, what could it be?
Seokjin.
Yes!
We're doing Namjoon.
Namjoon.
Oh, damn, girl. This is gonna be so fun to research. There's so much content. There's
amazing.
So much fucking content.
Yep. So we're going to go research and we'll get back to you.
We'll get back.
Okay. Bye. And we're back.
We're back.
So just so you know, how we always lay out a ship episode is that for the first half or so of the episode, we talk about the ship in a romantic way in trying to get in the mindset of people who ship these two people romantically.
Yeah.
And then for the second half of the episode, we just talk about the friendship in general.
Mm-hmm. So big disclaimer here. No ships are real. No ships are confirmed. Our purpose for the ship series is that shipping is a part of the fandom and of K-pop culture built in by fan service. Every single possible ship is shipped by someone. So the purpose of this ship series is to explore everything that is out there about that ship. If you don't like romantic discussion into ships, then go ahead and feel free to fast forward to the second half of this episode.
Mm-hmm. And we'll try to like say, okay, like this is a romantic part. Yeah. So you hear it.
You'll know.
Right. But before we get into it today, we have to thank you wonderful, amazing armies for being here and for supporting us. If you're a fan of this show and you want to show your support for us, you can do that by telling people about this podcast, by writing a review wherever you listen, and then if you want to go above and beyond and show us extra support, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. Any type of support you guys have to offer is super appreciated. Just remember that our show notes are now being posted on Patreon for patrons giving $1 a month or more. Just so you know, we also have other perks for patrons giving $5, $10, $15 a month, including behind-the-scenes footage of research, reactions to videos, and personalized messages.
Mm-hmm. And actually, hopefully, you know, this week or next week, I'll put out a substantial length behind-the-scenes episode of Bethany, Corey, Jordan, and I debating a very serious topic related to BTS.
Yeah. It's pretty great. We recorded that last night when we just wanted to hang out. And then we came back here and it ended up being like a whole thing. BTS night. And Corey was not expecting that. But no. It was so fun.
It was so fun.
I'm excited for that to be put on Patreon.
Yeah. So that'll be there if you're subscribed to our Patreon. So let's get into content of the week. My content of the week this week is...
I love that I get to actually look at you. We're like actually talking to each other.
We actually get to look at each other like eye to eye and have an actual conversation. It's amazing.
It's incredible.
So my content of the week is Jimin's birthday was this week. Mm-hmm. And on Twitter, the top 20 worldwide hashtag trends were taken up by trends for his birthday, by hashtags for his birthday.
I did not know that until you had mentioned it to me earlier. Yeah. I did not know that. That's incredible.
He's the first person to ever do that. Like, it's amazing.
His impact. my content of the week is, and we didn't get to watch this together. We said we would.
Damn. We'll do it after recording.
Yeah. It's the Bangtan Bomb jacket shooting in the bathroom for Boy With Love. It's just great to see the photo shoot and them looking at themselves in the mirror and just being all cute with each other. Like, also, that's like my favorite,
photo shoot
for...
God.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's so great. I had to seek out that Persona album because I was like, I need that.
That one.
That photo shoot.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're just going to dive right in to Namjoon.
Mm-hmm.
So like we said, we'll talk about romantic moments and then friendship. So we're going to start with romantic ideas, romantic moments, romantic things about them.
Before we do, though, we should just talk about how research went.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we knew going in when we drew it that it was a big ship.
Yeah.
So the research was really fun. We didn't really have to like go diving for romantic moments or anything like that. It was all very accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And so this has been super fun to research.
Yeah, for sure. I think I had, even though I've heard about Namjoon the entire time we've been ARMY and we've been shipping, I really have never like... taken the time.
Mm-mm.
You know,
me to, either, I have to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I've just kind of heard about them and I never really like realized mm-hmm. how much of an impact they could have.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it.
Yeah. All right. We'll get into romantic moments. We're first going to kind of start off with general things and then we'll get into those very specific, well-known, memorable moments that they have.
So the first thing that I feel when I look at them is how super attractive they both are. Mm-hmm. Like, they make for a very good-looking couple. Mm-hmm. Like, super hot.
Yeah.
Both in a different way. Mm-hmm. Like, daddies completely, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Before we even did the research, I was like, when I ever heard of Namjoon or people talking about them, my first thing is like, oh, I don't think, oh, they're real, but I do think, wow, they're really hot together.
Yeah, really hot together.
Really hot.
It's like, so it's like Namjoon's dimples and his mm-hmm. smile and like his like jawline mm-hmm. and then like Jin's like perfect face yeah. and broad shoulders and like neck.
Mm-hmm. They go together well.
They're both tall mm-hmm. and they both have like similar builds. They go together really well.
They're matching builds, yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn. One of the things that we kind of picked up on, too, with them is, this is just a general comment, but just the way that Namjoon looks at Jin, he has total heart eyes. He's all starry-eyed mm-hmm. for Jin, and it's just super sweet. And it happens like most of the compilation videos we watched was just them looking at each other or like Jin is talking and Namjoon's looking over his shoulder.
Yeah. I mean, and like too many little moments to talk about all of them because mm-hmm. it's like little moments, like little clips from interviews or on stage. Mm-hmm. But there is this one that we have to talk about.
Yeah.
Which is a Jin and RM vlog from September 13th, 2014.
Yeah, so it's older.
It's older.
Yeah.
It was a day after Namjoon's birthday, September 12th. And at 2:48,
yeah.
Namjoon looks at Jin, who's sharing stories about cooking for Jungkook's birthday. And he just kind of rests his elbow on the table mm-hmm. and puts his head in his hand, his chin in his hand.
Yeah.
And, like, he just is looking at him all starry-eyed, mm-hmm. like, dazed. Like, he could listen to him
all day. He just
fully
leans into it.
Yeah.
And Jin is just trying to tell this story. But you can't help but to look at what Namjoon is doing because mm-hmm. he's just totally, like, just completely leaned into mm-hmm. Jin. You know, resting his chin on his hand, looking at Jin. Oh.
Just, like, mesmerized yeah. by him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that came up a lot, and we really saw that.
Mm-hmm.
We should also shout out, while we're speaking generally, mm-hmm. all the amazing fan art and fan fictions that portray yeah. Namjoon.
Since they're a larger ship, there is a lot of fan fictions
yeah.
out there about them, and there's a lot of really good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I came across earlier today a recreation of Gustav Klimt's The Kiss,
mm-hmm.
and Gustav Klimt is one of my favorite artists. Like, mm-hmm. I would say he's my favorite artist, but I'm also not very cultured in art.
Yeah.
But I do, I just love his work. Like, mm-hmm. when I see it, I just think it's so beautiful and just such a cool art style.
Yeah.
And one of his most, like, well-known works of art is The Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody recreated it with Namjoon.
Yeah.
And it is stunning.
Yeah, it's breathtaking.
It is breathtaking. Mm-hmm. I linked it in the Google Doc, but it is yeah. so great.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ton of fan arts with them, like, snuggling in bed also.
Yeah.
That's, like, a big theme of mm-hmm. just, like, at the end of the day, this is just what both of them want, like, the yeah. idea of that.
There's also a lot of photo shoots of them where they're, like, lying on each other, resting mm-hmm. on each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to give out a shout-out to one of our listeners, Selena. She recommended a Namjoon fanfic, and she sent this to us a while ago, so I really just wanted to throw this out there, because I've read part of the fanfic,
mm-hmm.
and it's actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called The King Likes Men, and it's on Wattpad, and it's written by Cries_Tells. So if you guys are wanting to read a good Namjoon fanfic, there you go.
Yeah, we'll have to check it out. But I also wanted to say that right now, currently this week,
mm-hmm.
it's hashtag Namjoon Week 19 on Twitter, where shippers are posting AUs and fanfics and fan art all about Namjoon this yeah. week. It's like a whole celebration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we really lucked out that it was Namjoon Week.
Had no
19.
Idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's happening right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's get into some specific moments, okay. The real good stuff. Mm-hmm. So again, we're on Romantic. They went and had an interview with Access Hollywood, all of BTS. And of course, Jin was sitting right next to Namjoon. He's like sitting to the right of him. Mm-hmm. And they asked like what they love about each member to whatever, the left of them, right of them, whatever. And so Jin had to say what he loved about Namjoon. And what he says is, "I love your sexy brain." But it's not so much like just that. It's what he's doing when he says it.
Yeah, it's totally what he's doing.
He full on leans into Namjoon. He like takes his arm and rests it on Namjoon's shoulder. And he's being so seductive. He's being so charming. And you can't help but to notice how Namjoon is getting a little like, he's like blushing a little bit, kind of looking down, smiling. But if Jin ever fucking did that to me.
Oh my God. Like he would just. Just the mm-hmm. Jin's like intense, like full power of seduction mm-hmm. glare was on his face when mm-hmm. he leaned into Namjoon and said, "I love your sexy brain.
I love your sexy brain."
Like it wasn't just a here's a compliment. It was like, "I'm seducing you. Yeah. Here's a compliment."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I would be so weak in the knees.
Yeah. I mean, we are just talking about it, like talking about it happened to somebody else a year ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Another moment is from Arms V Live for the tier review. Mm-hmm. And Jin comes in. And when he does, I think a couple members had already come in, like Jungkook and stuff. And when Jin comes in, Namjoon notices that Jin is wearing makeup and that everyone else who had come in was wearing makeup. But Namjoon himself doesn't have makeup on. So he's like, oh, kind of getting insecure. Like, I'm the only one who's not wearing makeup today.
Yeah.
And Jin's response to that is, "You look handsome without makeup." And he's so sincere about it. And he comes up and kind of like rubs at his shoulders. And to me, maybe this could be more friendship. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But to me, it just shows that Jin, like, really loves and cares about mm-hmm. Namjoon. And, like, Namjoon is always being so supportive of everyone else. Like, he's doing his duty as a leader. You know, he genuinely cares about everyone. But I don't know if, like, people say give him compliments like that all that often. I'm sure BTS does. But for Jin to say, "You look good without makeup." Mm-hmm.
It's nice to have that support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and he's, like, emotionally supporting him and then physically reinforcing that with mm-hmm. a little bit of a shoulder massage, which is just so sweet.
Mm-hmm. Endearing.
Endearing for sure. I love this little tweet that happened on April 1st of 2018. This mm-hmm. is so that's April Fool's. Mm-hmm. And so Jimin tweeted a fake article mm-hmm. that was supposedly exposing Namjoon of being in a 1-year-old relationship. And of course, this was a joke. It was mm-hmm. on April Fool's Day. It was like a fake site. But
this has never happened with like a BTS member in a ship, like acknowledging a ship or doing something like that.
Not something like that big.
To that extent,
To that extent, to like mm-hmm. say that they're in a 1-year-long relationship. Yeah. Other members have like jokingly shipped themselves and mm-hmm. said like, "We're together" or "We're broken up." Mm-hmm. But like, not like a member of BTS who's not a part of the ship.
Yeah.
Like exposing them, you know. So
from
this,
like, a false article
about
them had been dating for a year.
Right.
Yeah.
So this was supposed to be like very funny and mm-hmm. obviously like made up because it was April Fool's. But ever since then, it's like sparked true like thought and debate on if they really are real and like, why would they choose Namjoon to joke about if there wasn't like something to actually joke about type thing?
Yeah.
There's like definitely other videos that we came across that like mm-hmm. make it seem like other members of BTS are like joking about or like mm-hmm. hinting towards Namjoon mm-hmm. being a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Oh, everything you said. It's just interesting.
It's interesting.
Yeah. I'm sure Twitter was crazy that day when Jimin retweeted this mm-hmm. this article.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another romantic moment is from SBS Pop Asia. It was like an interview with BTS, and the guy who was talking, I'm pretty sure, had like an Australian accent.
Yeah.
But there was a translator present there, too. But it was one of those typical kind of interviews that we talked about in our last rant episode.
Which, like, you guys so lovingly named a rant episode.
Yeah.
Love it.
Anyways, he's interviewing the BTS members, and he's asking them who their current celebrity crush is. And Jin turns to RM and says, "Rap Monster." Yeah, it's so cute. And you see Jimin and J-Hope behind them, and they're, like, totally shipping it. They're so on board. They're, like, doing, like, they're drawing hearts and kind of singing. Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah. I love that moment, and it's, like, it's another one of those, like, BTS exposing them, but it's in, like, a joke way, but also, like, really exposing them, you know? Yeah. So, oh, God.
This one,
like, guys.
We have to link this in the description for sure.
I'll make sure to link it also in the Google Doc. Mm-hmm. But, like, we were just watching Namjoon videos before recording for a while.
Yeah, to get in the mood.
Yeah. And because we had just finished, like, fully writing everything down. Mm-hmm. And we came across this moment, and it affected us so deeply. Like, we both almost cried.
Yeah.
Teared up, you know?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And so we just, let's talk about it now. Okay. So, Bon Voyage 1 mm-hmm. is when this is taking place. BV1, as Bethany would say.
Shut up. There's got to be armies who say that.
So in Bon Voyage 1, Namjoon lost his passport, and, like, all the members were saying bye to him at the airport because he couldn't stay. He couldn't mm-hmm. enter the country.
Yeah.
So out of everybody, Jin looked the most upset. Like, mm-hmm. his hood was up. Mm-hmm. His strings of his hoodie were, like, slightly tightened. Mm-hmm. And his arms were crossed at times. Mm-hmm. And we both kind of observed, like, it's very possible he was just, like, pissed off at the situation. You could read it that way. And maybe we were just interpreting it as sad because of the music that the person edited mm-hmm. over it. Yeah. However, this is a very candid moment.
So it is.
We just felt like there's a lot of emotions to unpack, like not just one. Mm-hmm. But in his eyes, he looked sad.
Yeah.
Like, he looked hurt.
He looked so hurt. Mm-hmm. So hurt. And the thing is you can see all the members
around them.
Yeah, they're all around him, and you can see their reactions. You know, they all seem a little bummed about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Jin is closest to the camera, and he's just as clearly more hurt or more upset or maybe angry about this situation.
Yeah.
And so it just makes you question, you know, is he just, he's, like, really seriously sad that Namjoon isn't going to be with them for the remainder of their trip.
Yeah. And then, like, when all the members are surrounding basically Jin, who's, like, kind of looking at Namjoon and every once in a while glancing away, Hobi leans in, like, leans to look at Jin's face. And he has, like, out of concern, like, he has a huge look of concern on his face. And you can even, in the side of the frame, see Jungkook kind of doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not just, like, Jin is pissed off. It's, like, the other members are worried that he's okay.
Hobi really gives it away.
Because
mm-hmm. Hobi, you can see him standing there, and he looks, you can see that he's concerned mm-hmm. while looking at Jin. So concerned that he leans over to get a better visual of Jin's face to try to read him.
Mm-hmm.
And Hobi looks so concerned.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely worried about Jin.
When leaving the airport after Namjoon has left them and they're outside waiting for, like, their shuttle, Jin looked even more upset
mm-hmm.
and he even wiped his nose as if he had been sniffling.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're on a train. They're taking a train somewhere.
Yeah.
And on the train, he still looks sad. And it's to the point where it's, like, very obviously he's not mad.
Yeah.
Like, everybody else has, like, kind of moved on. They're like, mm-hmm. it sucks, but, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And even, like, Jimin is sitting right next to him smiling at one point. And Jin just, he legitimately looks like he's about to start crying.
It's heartbreaking to look at mm-hmm. because the Jin we know now, he's always happy. Like, he's always really kind of upbeat. And, you know, he has his times where he gets, like, really pissed off, but it's still kind of humorous because he's trying to be. Mm-hmm. But to see him this candid, this upset, I mean, we haven't seen Jin like this very much. And so it was... It was really hard to watch.
It was strange to see him that way.
Yeah.
And so I guess that we have this under romantic moments because just of like how powerful he felt in that mm-hmm. moment and how much he was affected more so than the other members about Namjoon having to leave, how sad he was. And it made us think about how sad we have been when we've had to leave our significant other. Mm-hmm. Like, it sucks.
Yeah, or, like, if you go on a trip with a group of people and then all of a sudden your significant other can't stay for the remainder of the trip, it's not going to be as fun anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Completely.
But, I mean, it could go, too, for, like, your best friend.
Right.
But all of BTS are, like,
best friends at this point. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it just, I mean, he... really strongly affected us with how sad and upset he looked. So we just had to mention it.
Yeah. So our next moment is a little bit more lighthearted.
Yeah.
This is from Bon Voyage 2 or BV2. It's when they're in Hawaii and they're at a luau. And the announcer at the luau asks for people who are celebrating their wedding anniversary to stand up, which is really common to do there. When I was in Hawaii on my honeymoon, like, we had to stand up because we were honeymooners, you know. It's just kind of a thing. So when they say this, they say it in English. And so Namjoon stands up because he knows what they asked. But it's just funny that he stood up. And Jin is sitting right next to him. And so he asks him to kind of, like, translate it, like, what that guy say. So he translates it for him that he asked for the anniversary people to stand up. And when he said that, Jin immediately shoots up from his seat and they stand there next to each other like they're there together celebrating their wedding anniversary. So cute.
And they, like, both, like, crack up and...
Yeah, they laugh.
But it's like, Jin didn't even think about it. Of course he was gonna stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
Then... at a concert. Don't know which concert. It would literally be impossible to find out which concert.
It was an older concert for sure. It wasn't recent.
Yeah. So Jin on his back, this is probably like the final mint. Okay. Mm-hmm. On his back, he's wearing pennants that like kind of like party pennants and they spell out ARMY. Like each triangle has a different letter on it. And underneath it is another pennant that has a heart on it. So Jimin comes up behind Jin and he puts his hands over the A and the Y so that only RM and the heart is exposed. So seemingly, presumably, once again exposing Namjoon.
That Jin now is wearing a shirt with pennants that say RM heart.
Yeah.
It's incredible. I just want to say Jimin exposes everyone, but
he has no chill and he throws shade all the time, which is amazing. Like that's why I love it so much. I love him so much. Okay.
Yeah.
This next moment is it's amazing.
This one's incredible. So this was on V Live and we never really ended up going and finding what exact V Live it is, but it's a pretty specific description of what happens. It was like on V Live Plus, so you had to have paid a little extra to see it. So the Maknae line are all hanging out around this piano. Taehyung's on the piano, Jungkook's right next to it singing. Jimin is kind of just hanging off to the side. But in the back part of the room, you can just barely see Namjoon in the footage. And he's lying on a couch, just like messing around on his phone.
Yeah, comfy.
Yeah, yeah. And so Taehyung is playing the piano and he starts to play like the wedding march on the piano because he probably doesn't know very many
songs
at this point in time. And so Jungkook starts to sing or announce, please welcome groom Kim Seok Jin. And he kind of waits and he looks over his shoulder and he says, like he's going to add on. And he's looking at Namjoon and then immediately Jimin, Taehyung, and Jungkook just bust into laughter because you know, I feel like they were going somewhere with it. Like, they knew where it was going. So Big Hit actually cuts it off here.
Uh-huh.
Like, kind of cuts them off from going any further. And you can see, you can see Namjoon in the back, like, kind of turn to the camera. And he has, like, a smile on. Like, yeah. It's just funny.
Yeah. But, like, it's either, they either cut out a moment and then went to them, like, laughing about it. Or they just cut them off.
You think
after.
They cut it? It like kinda, cut out a section
in the video that we saw. It like kind of looked disjointed. Like a it section of it was cut out.
I should have looked at it closer because I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah,
I thought it was just like a weird kind of transition. Yeah, they just didn't say it.
But it was a weird transition from like a close up of Jungkook where he's kind of like almost fully glancing back over his shoulder saying cut like almost in the middle of him talking to the Maknae line all laughing and like starting to disperse.
they were kicked out, they were leaving
right. So anyways, a little suspicious,
a little suspicious
for sure. Okay, so in 2013 BTS were on a show called Idols of Asia, and during the show, Jin called Namjoon Opa.
I had never heard of this.
I never fucking heard of this. And this must be one of those, like, initial seeds that started to sprout Namjoon. Like, the one of the earliest things that people were like,
I mean,
this is proof.
Yeah, it was back in 2013.
Yeah. So, just because I don't think we've ever covered it on the podcast.
Ever.
We've never needed to.
I never even knew about this moment up till now.
Me neither.
Yeah.
So Opa is a, it literally means older brother of a female person. But it kind of changed over time. And now it can refer to a female person's older brother or very close friend who is older, a romantic interest, a boyfriend, and sometimes even a husband if they're older. But, like, Namjoon is none of those things to Jin. Like,
none. Yeah.
So for him to call him this is a big fucking deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's different.
It's
and
different.
I'm curious why he did it. We also don't really know much of the context of
the clip.
But yeah. I mean, I had heard of, like, girls even calling, like, BTS members Opa or whatever.
And
so I, you know, we knew that it was like a younger girl saying to
an older
brother or just an older male, you know. So it was interesting to look into the actual definition of it or like the different meanings, but none of them really match Jin's relation to Namjoon.
Right. And so, like, maybe the context of the show that they were on, like, for some reason had him say it, you know, like, he maybe he was acting out something or whatever. That could be a very plausible explanation.
Yeah.
But, like, remember that time where Taeyang called Jungkook young?
Yeah.
And how big of a fucking deal we made about it?
Because people tripped over it.
People tripped over it. Yeah. So, like, I feel like this is one of those things, too. Like, people tripped over it.
Yeah, but not many people know about it. Probably because it was all the way back in 2013.
Yeah, I had no fucking clue.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
That one's interesting. We definitely want to hear your guys' thoughts on that one.
Yeah.
So the next moment we're going to talk about is from October 17th, 2016. It was at the Makdong fan sign. So this one's a pretty popular one. This is a well-known one. Jin and Namjoon are standing next to each other at this fan sign. And Jin makes some jokes and then kind of leans into Namjoon. He's like talking in the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
He leans into Namjoon and then he just winks at Namjoon. And Namjoon's, like, eating a snack or something, so his mouth is kind of full. But he looks real sly, and he winks back. Like, it's so cute. And in that moment, after, like, Namjoon returned the wink, they just kind of stare into each other's eyes. Like, okay, you know? Like, they're flirting.
Yeah.
And so after that, Jin is like, okay, I'm going to get back to reading whatever I have to do for this fan sign. So he turns away, and Namjoon, like, you know, kisses his hand and blows a kiss at Jin, which is such a Jin thing to do. But Namjoon is doing it to Jin. Yeah. So cute. But what makes this even more perfect is after he blows the kiss, Jin is, like, going and trying to collect his script basically on the table. And so he didn't see it. So Namjoon taps Jin and is like, turn around, look at me. And so Jin looks back at Namjoon, and then Namjoon blows him another kiss.
So fucking cute. Like, love me.
Love me.
Love me.
Yeah.
Look at my love that I'm giving you, you know? Which kind of goes into, like, this next thing about, and last thing about them romantically is Namjoon feeding into Jin's ego. And I guess in this way, like, Jin was kind of feeding into Namjoon's, like, need for love in that situation. Mm-hmm. But, like, Namjoon happily, whenever asked, always says that Jin looks really cute or really handsome. And he does it often unprompted. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just like, look at him over there. Like, wow, he looks so great.
Yeah.
Of course, Jin loves to hear it.
Of course.
He loves being praised for his looks.
Mm-hmm.
And Namjoon just really sincerely compliments him. Mm-hmm. Like, and he will do it organically or he'll do it when asked. But yeah.
It always, to me, seems very organic, even when it's asked.
Genuine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he really means it.
There was this one interview where they were talking about Fire at the time, and Namjoon was speaking about the Fire music video, and he just really basically wondered how Jin was so hot in it. He literally asked Jin, like, how are you so hot in this video?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, he's not hiding it.
We all ask that question.
Every day. And in that moment, all of us were Namjoon. Yeah. That's our romantic moments.
And honestly, guys, the romantic moments were a lot of the moments.
Vast.
Yeah.
There are so many. And there's, like, so many more that we didn't even talk about, that we didn't bring up.
Yeah.
Like, please don't be afraid to, like, DM us or, like, tweet things at us.
If we miss some that you really love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, like, there's so much out there. I was surprised.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I guess I wasn't really surprised knowing how big of a ship they were.
Yeah.
That there's a lot of romantic stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I was surprised at how much I got sucked into it.
Yeah.
Especially with being such a big Minjoon shipper. Mm-hmm. It's hard to think about another ship seriously romantically.
Yeah, romantically. Seeing it in the romantic light. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I just think going into this, both of us were not like, I don't know, we didn't have many expectations, but I didn't expect there to be so many romantic moments that I was actually like, now, wait a second.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I expected to feel way more friendship heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And for this one, I think I can truly, not that I'm going to like start hardcore shipping them like I do with like Minjoon, just because I have like so many sentimental reasons to that now at this point. It's been so long, but like so much time devoted, but like, I really see how people can ship them full on romantically.
Same.
Like, I understand the argument.
Yeah, I understand the argument too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we definitely, if anything, ship them romantically in just like the fantasy, like they look great together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The fantasy way where they just look really fucking amazing.
Yeah.
They're so hot.
I would easily read a fanfic.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure. Definitely. Okay, so let's move on to some friendship moments.
Mm-hmm.
So if you skipped the romantic moments, now is the time to stop skipping. Friendship moments start now.
Yep.
So the first kind of thing that I want to talk about is something that kept coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a term that people use, which is fetus Namjoon.
Mm-hmm.
Basically to talk about that they have been friends since the beginning, which I feel at this point is like a theme that always comes up in ship episodes.
Yeah.
But it wasn't so much as they were like really close or really good friends from the beginning.
Yeah.
It was more so, in my opinion, Jin really trying hard to be friends with Namjoon.
Yeah, yeah.
And it took a while for Namjoon to really understand Jin and to like open up to him. And now they have a great relationship and a great understanding.
I think it's such a great term for them, the fetus Namjoon term, because going back just briefly to romantic, I think it, you know, it's one of those old school ships, one of those solid, you know, it's a popular ship. It's been around for a while. And I think it stems from like them being so close around debut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like a lot of the videos that we saw were definitely from that time, mm-hmm. you know, from 2013, 2014.
Yeah.
And for our ship series, we try to focus on more current stuff mm-hmm. just so we can give you guys more updated information.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was
cool. You can't ignore those, you know, the old school stuff too. You know,
right.
It's there. It's they had this time together.
Very much yeah. so.
Something we have to just kind of touch on, and it just goes back to their friendship and how we really were thinking, how did these two become so close?
Mm-hmm.
Is that at the beginning of BTS, when it was all starting, and they were forming together, Namjoon and Jin weren't really like on the same level of dancing as, you know, J-Hope and Jimin.
Yeah.
So I feel that they probably bonded over that together. Mm-hmm. Like this, just the struggle of like, I hate mm-hmm. this. Like, why are we learning this difficult choreography?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. So I think that a contributor to like them being close is probably putting in extra hours for dancing or whatever.
Yeah.
To learn the choreo.
For sure. Mm-hmm. They probably definitely had tons of extra hours together.
Yeah.
Like working together to mm-hmm. learn and get it down in the studio. And I think that's even transitioned into now mm-hmm. where they're both great dancers in their own right at
oh,
this
yeah.
point.
Mm-hmm.
And they are able, we saw so many clips mm-hmm. of like really fun friendship moments where they were just doing like a dance together,
yeah.
like any dance it, on stage. It could be a serious dance. It could be
yeah.
like more playful or whatever, but mm-hmm. they both kind of release energy together mm-hmm. by kind of dancing now,
oh,
which
yeah.
is cool.
Yeah. Very neat.
Yeah. So a moment that we came across that I just think is so sweet is it's from the behind the scenes video of the 2017 Billboard Music Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And Namjoon was nervous
mm-hmm.
and he turns to Jin. He had just been talking to all the members as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how we know like he's not addressing everyone, because he had just been addressing everyone. And then mm-hmm. he turns and looks right at Jin and says, please stay next to me.
Yeah.
Like he really benefits from like the moral support of Jin
yeah.
next to him for these types of things.
Which says a lot about their friendship.
Mm-hmm.
That when Namjoon is put into these kind of stressful situations where he's having to speak on behalf of the group or whatever, that having Jin next to him comforts him in
yeah.
a way to be able to do those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That he like gives him courage or
yeah.
whatever, strength.
But it's so cute. And
yeah.
like, I mean, it's just like, hey, I have to go do this really tough thing.
Yeah.
Like asking your best friend to be there for you.
Yeah, to be supportive.
Yeah.
Yeah. He must bring him ease and comfort.
Mm-hmm. And I think Jin definitely has that air about him. I love that you said that.
Yeah.
The ease and comfort. That's
mm-hmm.
totally him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Jin doesn't take anything seriously.
Yeah.
So he's probably,
and he also...
And Namjoon takes too many things too
seriously. Yes. Oh, my God. And Jin also takes no shit from anyone.
That's true.
You know? And Namjoon is overly polite
mm-hmm.
and overly humble. And Jin is like, he is like, I am amazing. I'm
yeah.
the best. Like, they have such a great balance.
Yes, they do.
Maybe Jin is like bringing that confidence, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Yeah.
I have to talk about this, and I don't know how I didn't know about this
mm-hmm.
until earlier, but Namjoon's legendary speech at Citi Field
mm-hmm.
that I feel like we talked about when it happened.
Yeah, we talked about Citi Field.
Right.
It was so monumental for them.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
At the end,
everything is.
But this was truly, and he was saying, you know, please use me. Please use me to love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, use our music. Use me. Use our message. Please use us, you know, because
mm-hmm.
sometimes ARMY is what makes him happy
mm-hmm.
and he wants them to be used in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that he, during a run episode or something,
mm-hmm.
he said that he got that idea from Jin,
yeah.
which I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But Jin had been talking to Namjoon saying that he had been using other people's happiness to he himself become happy,
yeah.
just noticing the happiness around others and,
mm-hmm.
you know, trying to kind of absorb that and feed off of it.
Yeah.
And I just was so struck.
Yeah.
Because I thought of that moment of Namjoon's speech at Citi Field to be so deep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that very, came from Jin.
Yeah. Meaningful to a lot of armies. Yeah. Because it's like a place for us to go, you know, that we can to help better love ourselves mm-hmm. Through them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just think it's so cool that that is, you know, that the idea of that was a spark from mm-hmm. Jin.
Yeah.
And something that Namjoon learned from Tim.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, so cool. Great. It's, yeah. It's so neat. I didn't know that before we did this research. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So another moment that kept coming up a lot, like almost every video of just like all these moments put together, almost all of them had this moment in it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them used it as a romantic moment, but we're putting it in our friendship moments. So Jin, it was on this MKS like TV show. It was kind of around like maybe Boy Meets Evil era. We're not too sure. It may have been on V Live. It was just like a game where they had to complete missions, but uh-huh. It wasn't run or anything like that.
Yeah.
So Jin, his challenge was he had to have someone give him a back hug for 3 seconds. And so he gets Namjoon to agree to do it. And when Namjoon back hugs him, he like cuddles up right next to him and like just so easily willing to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he hugs him for way longer than 3 seconds. And he kind of nuzzles his head onto Jin's shoulder. And Jin mm-hmm. like closes his eyes. And mm-hmm. it's really sweet. It's really sweet. I think we decided friendship because it was a mission.
Yeah. Like it was a mission. Yeah. And so like what basically happened was Jin walked in there looking for somebody, and I feel like Namjoon basically asked, like, what do you need? And Jin was, he literally said, just stand there for a second, grabbed Namjoon's arms and wrapped his arms around himself.
That's right, yeah.
So, like, the fact that he did the action for him.
Yeah.
But the part that's really sweet is Namjoon moving his head to kind of cradle it in mm-hmm. Jin's neck, and that's mm-hmm. really cute.
Yeah.
And that is definitely, like, a little bit longer than 3 seconds when he does that.
Uh-huh.
But we felt like the initial decision to help Jin,
yeah.
just to be a friend, you know, mm-hmm. to let him, to help him complete this mission was yeah. a friendship moment.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Yeah.
So, one time Namjoon was talking about how kind and thoughtful Jin is, where mm-hmm. he said that they always on a plane because their alphabetical order, Kim Namjoon, Kim Seok Jin, they're always sat next to each other on the plane. And when they're getting off, that he's always thinking like, oh, I should get up and get my bag or whatever. Mm-hmm. And this one time he's just being lazy. He's like really procrastinated on getting up and getting his bag because he's not going to be able to get off the plane yet anyways.
Uh-huh.
So right when he's thinking like, oh, I really need to do this, Jin tossed Namjoon his bag like he yeah. had gotten it for him when he was up getting his own.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just one of those little thoughtful,
so thoughtful,
selfless acts of like yeah. friendship and love mm-hmm. that we do for each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very much a friendship moment. Mm-hmm. Very so thoughtful and kind for Jin to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Another pretty memorable moment for Namjoon is when BTS go, and I don't know what it's for, but they're petting stingrays or like sea life. And they're all like kind of in wetsuits and they're in the water, and Namjoon and Jin are next to each other, and it's Jin's turn to like pet the animals or whatever. And I'm pretty sure it's a stingray because yeah. he says something like, it's tail.
It's stingrays. Yeah.
And so the tail, obviously, so the stingray is swimming past him, and the tail, I guess, gets a little too close for comfort for Jin. And so he gets like all squealish and just, oh my God, so cute. But he just immediately turns and goes into Namjoon's arms, like, mm-hmm. protect me.
Yeah. He like turns around and kind of like tries to run away.
Because he's so scared. Yeah. And Namjoon, of course, is just laughing. But it's just a really sweet friendship moment.
Yeah. Like, he's, who does he turn for mm-hmm. comfort?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So during Run episode 58, this was like a season finale, I think, mm-hmm. of Run, and they were all kind of sitting around this bonfire and yeah. exchanging gifts, And Jin had gotten a gift for Namjoon. Mm-hmm. And he got a couple different things, but the main thing that he got him was this little keychain that he had made that was a whale, like in the drawing, the specific like Kore drawing mm-hmm. that Jin made. It mm-hmm. was that same shape, that, you know, like that same idea.
Yeah.
And this was a really sentimental gift for Jin to give to Namjoon because yeah. of the meaning behind this Kore thing. And we watched yeah. like a whole analytical video about it.
Yeah.
But basically, Wallin 52, that song, yeah. is about that whale. And I think Jin and Namjoon have this understanding that that whale is about Namjoon, yeah. and they mm-hmm. know, and you can tell from his lyrics, like, that's how Namjoon feels or has felt.
Yeah.
And so Jin giving him this symbol of this whale, yeah. you know, kind of lets him know, hey,
yeah.
I know how you feel sometimes, mm-hmm. and you have people here for you.
Yeah.
And we
so
love you.
Sweet. Yeah. And Jin was adamant that it was like sentimental mm-hmm. and that he really put thought into it. And he was giving the best he could.
His best
for
effort.
That gift. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So super sweet.
Mm-hmm. Another moment that kind of kept coming up, and this is such a cute friendship moment. It was at a fan meet during the Boy with Love era, and Jin is rapping and doing an actually really terrific job, but Namjoon is sitting right next to Jin, and while Jin is rapping, Namjoon is hyping him. He's energizing him. He's rooting for him. He's just so supportive,
mm-hmm.
and Jin totally slays it, and just it's just such a great friendship moment of them supporting each other, being goofy together,
having,
you know,
fun.
Just having fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Another moment that like really struck us when we watched yeah. it was the behind video of the Love Yourself Tear jacket shooting, the photo shoot version R. Mm-hmm. That's like the one where they're all in like the full jean outfit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and they're all, their eyes are all kind of little red.
Red.
You know, like they had been crying.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because
their makeup was subtle.
It yeah.
was, it was
amazing.
Visually stunning aesthetic.
That was like the first version that I had to purchase.
Really?
Yeah. So, the directors encouraged them to cry if they could, the photographers. If mm-hmm. you can, cry mm-hmm. for the shoot. So I remember that Namjoon, during his shoot, he went before Jin.
Uh-huh.
And he actually wasn't able to, like, fully cry.
Yeah.
And then he watched Jin go. Mm-hmm. And because of seeing Jin's super sad expression, and mm-hmm. he just started crying.
Yeah.
And he couldn't stop crying.
Yeah.
And I think he like redid his shoot or like did a couple extra shots after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But wow. This could be a romantic moment, but I like looking at it from a friendship perspective
mm-hmm.
because imagine seeing your friend like that sad.
Yeah.
That truthfully sad. Like, I was thinking, Kayla, if I saw you with that kind of, you know, really upset, down expression, that I could potentially cry from it. You
mm-hmm.
know, just seeing someone you love and care about so much be hurt.
Yeah.
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 But yeah, Namjoon got emotional by looking at Jin.
He said, I'm so emotional right now.
Yeah.
I can't stop crying.
Yeah.
His expression is just so sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was really affected and really impacted. And to me, yeah, that's that like empathy, that really strong empathy that you have
yeah.
for a close friend. And that just vulnerability, that
yeah.
comfort that they have between each other, for him to be that affected by how Jin was feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Really good friends.
Definitely. So lastly, what we kind of want to say about their friendship is that they do have this laid-back friendship
mm-hmm.
with each other. And I think we kind of honed in on their dynamic a little bit there when we were talking about how Namjoon almost takes things too seriously and Jin doesn't take things seriously
enough. Yeah.
Like, I'm so glad we came to that
realization. I know, that's so cool.
While recording. but I think that goes to show why their friendship is laid-back, is because they just counteract in that way, and they just have a great time. They're super goofy together. You can
mm-hmm.
say this about a lot of the members' dynamics, but,
yeah.
you know, there's something special with them.
Mm-hmm. It's not like they're always crazy or always goofy together,
mm-hmm.
but they both are definitely able to laugh and have fun, and they have found their own
mm-hmm.
Namjoon sense of humor mm-hmm. that is unique to them
yeah.
as friends. But what I noticed is, like, neither of them really have expectations for each other. Mm-hmm. They're really good for each of them at seeing the other person. This mm-hmm. is who you are, and I'm going to accept you and love mm-hmm. you and care about you as my friend and just every single part of you. Yeah. Because that's truly what I feel like they're doing.
Definitely.
And they're just totally on board with this, like, deep, sentimental, but sometimes super goofy and fun mm-hmm. and lighthearted yeah. and laid back relationship that yeah. they have.
Yeah. I do think that they have a very good understanding of each other. Mm-hmm. And I really do love that you mentioned they have no expectations yeah. of each other. You know, it's just comfort, just mm-hmm. pure comfort. I mm-hmm. love their friendship. I also love the romantic shit.
Yeah.
They're great.
We love Namjoon.
I totally see why Namjoon is a big ship.
Yeah.
A very popular ship.
Completely. Mm-hmm. In both ways.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes we're kind of wrapping up a ship series and we're like, you know, like, we didn't see the romantic yeah. at all. Like, Namsok.
We had to poke and probe to find anything romantic stuff.
Yeah. yeah.
But that wasn't the case for this. And I was a little hesitant at the beginning because I thought, I don't really think I could truthfully believe them in a romantic light, like, see it.
Me too.
But totally can see it.
Yeah.
And the friendship, there's no denying the wonderful friendship that they have. This whole, doing all this research has inspired me to go back to, like, old school stuff and really look at them then.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can definitely see a lot of their foundation is from that time period.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So, Namjoon and Jin.
Yeah.
Namjoon.
We did it.
We did it.
That was a really great episode.
I love it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And we got to be together.
Which is always, like, whenever we get to record together, mm-hmm. it has to be a ship.
Always.
Yeah.
It's so fun to do together.
It's so fun.
And album reviews.
Yes. Oh, my God. We're waiting for that Yoongi mixtape. Yeah. We're waiting for BTS to come back.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so hard to wait.
The anticipation.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
If you liked this episode, or if you've liked any of our previous episodes, there's a few things you can do to let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. If we missed out on any of your favorite Namjoon moments, like, tweet at us so
please.
We can. Yeah,
send them our way.
Let us share them with everybody else.
Yeah, we want to see them.
Right. So, tweet at us, DM us, email mm-hmm. us, you know, whatever. however you want to get a hold of us. There's so many ways yeah. at this point. Thank you guys for all of the reviews that you've written on iTunes or mm-hmm. whatever platform you listen on. Seeing those truly every time that somebody writes something.
It makes our day.
It makes our fucking day. Yeah. It's incredible. It yeah. feels so good to see that you guys appreciate mm-hmm. and enjoy the podcast yeah. because, you know,
that's the goal.
And that's why we're here doing it for you guys yeah. to enjoy it. So you can find links, of course, for all of those things in the description.
Thanks for listening. And thanks for standing BTS.
Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian. And we are giving away 2 tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA+, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.